Okay, we're doing Chumash, and we're starting in Bereshis, chapter 13, verse 10. And it was when Abraham and Lot separated, and Lot had a choice where he wanted to go, so it says that he saw the plains of the Jordan, and it was... And it says it was like the Garden of Eden. It was the Garden of God. You understand? They go into a long description of how beautiful it was and how well it was. In other words, it was good for all types of for flocks, for sheep, for growing, for whatever, for all those things. Then later, so he chose that, and he moved there. And it says later in verse 13, it says, "And the people of Sodom were extremely evil and sinful to God." Okay? So, and it just mentions that out of the blue. Like, he moved to Sodom, and then it says that that these people were very evil. So the thing is that when Lot had to make a decision, he made a superficial decision. By superficial, I mean he did not take into consideration all the... The factors that are making them. So he didn't take in consideration that the people of Sodom were evil. All right. Now, because when you make a superficial decision, so the thing is that there are certain consequences because you don't take in consideration all the factors. And the Torah tells us the consequences. First thing is that he invites guests, the two angels that came to destroy Sodom, look like humans, and he invited them as guests to his house. And so when they found out that he had guests, so the Sodomites came and surrounded the house and said to send out the two guests. Okay? Now, what does he do? The first thing he does is he goes out to face a mob. That is not a very healthy thing to do, to go out and face a mob. Your life is on the line. And the second thing he does is he offers his two single daughters to the crowd. In other words, the one thing would be bad if he offered it to a man, you know, but he offers to a mob. I mean, that is like gang rape you're talking about. Right? I mean, that is not just rape. That's not really, I mean, it's total destructive. Now, the question is, how can he do that? Okay? The answer is that the, you have to understand, Shmuley one time said a principle that the human is a total being. And if he changes one component, it affects other components. Now, what happened was he became very extreme in Hachnasas Archam, in having guests in the home. Okay, he probably picked that up from Avraham. He was raised by Avraham, and somehow that became very meaningful to him. But it wasn't meaningful in the sense of kindness. It became an extreme desire, where he went to the extreme where there was no feeling for his own daughters, where the guest comes first, before anything, his own life, you see? And so when he became an extreme in having guests, okay, it affected his other parts, and he was able to go to extreme in other parts and give up his daughters for this. In other words, his kindness, his inviting guests was not the same, it was not it was not, the motive was not like Abraham anymore. It was totally changed. So the first consequences is that when he moved to Sodom, it affected how he related to the ideas that he got from Avram, and he kept this one and went to an extreme. Okay? All right, the question is that why did he choose Hachnasas Arachim to go to an extreme in inviting guests? Why did he go to such an extreme in that and not in others? I don't know. It's just, all I know is that what he did do is that he did go to an extreme in one area. That's what happened. But he lost. But in other words, I would say a principle like this, that you should not imitate your Rebbe or your teacher unless you actually see the idea. But if you don't see the idea, then you should not imitate him. In other words, insofar as halacha is concerned, that's a separate thing. Because halacha is, you just do what is commanded of you. But insofar as where it's not halacha, but it's just hashkafa, a view, it's a result. Your action is a review, is a result of your hashkafa or your view of life, your philosophy, that you should not imitate your teacher or your Rebbe. What you should do is just live on your own level. That I would say is a principle that you could get from here. And the next consequence is that he had some married daughters, and he invited his son-in-laws to go with him, and his son-in-laws had the foggiest idea about religion, and they just thought it was a big joke that God is going to do something. And so they and the married daughters didn't go with. He lost them. And this is all a result of his decision. All right, and now he leaves with his wife and two daughters, and they weren't supposed to look back. And his wife looked back, then she turns into a pill of salt. Okay? So the first thing is another consequence is he lost his wife. Okay? And he lost all his wealth. He went there for wealth, and he lost all his wealth because he had to leave on the run. He couldn't take anything. So he also lost his wealth. Now the question is, why did she turn into a pillar of salt? So there's two medrashim. One medrash says that she used to make meals for the guests, but she wouldn't put in anything tasty. She says, I don't have to give them taste. Like, in other words, she was already a sodomite, but her husband wanted guests, so she went as far as she could, but not more. You know what I mean? But she had to give it to her husband. It was a different society, and she had to give it to her husband. So she gave it to her husband, but she was a sodomite already. The other one was, she was so far a sodomite that she used to go to the neighbors and borrow salt. And when she borrowed salt, so they knew that they had a guest, so then they would take the guest and do whatever they did to foreigners.
She must have been pretty cheap, too, because okay. Back then salt was quite expensive.
You see that his wife was a sodomite. So here you see that he, on the one hand, went to an extreme to have guests. She, on the other hand, underhandedly, was a sodomite. Now, with two people living together that had such opposite philosophies, such opposite value system, there had to be conflict. There had to be conflict in the house. I mean, so there was conflict, and then he lost his wife, okay? And then he goes into a cave, and his daughters get him drunk, and one night the older daughter sleeps with him, because they said that they thought all of civilization was destroyed, and they wanted to save civilization. So they got him drunk, and the older one slept with him, and then they got him drunk again the next night and got him drunk. It is possible that, in other words, if you're willing, if you are the daughter and your father wants to give you up to a mob for group rape, you know what I mean? You have to have a certain lowering, and maybe the way they were raised, there's a certain lowering of their self-worth and the relationship to sex. And so therefore, they had the ability to live with their father. You know what I mean? So the thing is that these are all the consequences of making a superficial decision by not taking into consideration all the facts when you make a decision. Taking consideration all the consequences when you make a decision. Question is did Lot know whether there were whether the people of Sodom were evil or weren't evil? The answer is, it doesn't make a difference if you know or you don't know, and if you take into consideration. We're not placing blame, we're only showing consequences. That's it. Whether he knew, if you make a superficial decision, meaning by superficial I mean that you don't take into consideration certain factors, it does not make a difference if you knew that factor or you didn't know that factor. You would get the same consequences. It has nothing to do with blame. Well, all I'm showing from the pasuk is that we're not looking at blame, whether Lot could have known whether the people were evil, or whether he did know, or whether he didn't know. We're not looking at blame. That would be looking at blame to check if he what he knew. But the pasuk doesn't tell us what he knew. But I do know that when you make a decision, whether it's your fault, whether you can be blamed or can't be blamed, whether it's your fault or not your fault, you get the, if you make an incorrect decision, you can have these consequences. That's all I'm saying. Consequences is a fact of life. When you make a decision, and you don't have all the information, there are consequences. In other words, a person has to look for all the factors as possible. Sometimes you can't get all, but to the best of your ability, you got to look for all. But most of the times, the reason why you don't have a factor is not because you can't get it or not because you can't take it into consideration, but there usually is an emotion that's blinding you for some reason. Like in this case, what could have been blinding him was just making a living. There might be other reasons. You understand? But the thing is, there was something blinding him that he didn't want to see. And insofar as you question he could have made a change later, that same emotion didn't let him make the change.
Right.
Okay? So whatever the
What are the emotions that